Devadagara Baharia Manso, Lebe Bebe Siti Alaban Suri Bihishi Taya, Ikrema Manso Kuri Biki Arabaha, Lebe Siti Araman Kuri Biki Inanana, Lebe Nkaya Bababaria Baha, Lebe Ndoria Bababaya Manzi Kiaya, Laban Sokuria Baha.
We bless you, oh God, how we bless you this day. We bless you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. For all those that are coming in this morning, grace and peace be unto you. We bless the name of the Lord God. We bless the name of the Lord this morning as we come in. This morning, gather yourselves, shake yourselves, bring yourselves into the gathering of the Lord this morning. As you come in, please keep your lines muted so that we can keep all the feedback out. And when you come in, posture yourselves, and we are going to go to the word of the Lord this morning. We are going to go, and we're going to go through the scriptures, and we are going to pray according to what the Lord is saying this morning. In the name of Jesus, before we go into the scriptures, I do want to pray just for a moment as people are still coming in, and then we are going to go into the scriptures. For all those that are already on, please get your Bibles, whether you're using digital devices or your hard copy. But Father, this morning, Father, as your people come together before you once again, Father, we set, oh God, our gaze, our vision, oh God, our affections, oh God, on you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we come, Lord God, Father God, in great, oh God, expectancy of you, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, our hearts, oh Lord God, Father God, we turn them to you, Lord God. Father God, to hear what saith the Lord unto us today, oh God. Father, it is your will, it is your way, it is your word, oh God. Father God, that we look to, Lord God. Father God, to help, oh God, and lead us, oh God, for all of life's answers, Lord God. So, Father, as we, oh God, position ourselves, oh God, Father God, this morning, we also posture ourselves before you. Father God, cleanse our hearts, oh God. Father God, purify, Lord God, our very inner being, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for clearing out all clutter, Lord God, and rhetoric. We thank you, Lord God, that as we awaken, oh Lord God, excuse me, Lord God, with true expectancy, Lord God, to hear from you. It is in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, that we ask, oh God, for a cleansing and a refreshing and a purifying, oh God, once again. And we hold up the mighty name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strong tower, and we bless you today. We ask, oh Lord God, for increase, oh God, Father God of wisdom, oh God, Father God, and narrate with us, oh God, as we go through your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this morning, I'm going to share with you what the Lord has been speaking to me. He just keeps saying the same thing, and he said Isaiah 61. So take a minute and turn to Isaiah 61. I will be reading this morning from the NIV version. Give it a few minutes. Isaiah 61. NIV. And it was certain Well, God highlighted the whole scripture, so I'm just going to read through, but I'm going to speak what the Lord told me to speak, and we're going to pray that through, as the Lord said. Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord, of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to confront all who mourn, to comfort, all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. I want y'all to highlight that, because we're going to pray into that this morning. And they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Strangers will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called the priest of the Lord. I'm going to say that again. And you will be called the priest of the Lord. And you will be named ministers of God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. We're going to go back to the beginning, and we're going to pray this. The Lord's anointed. I'm going to break this down, how the Lord gave it to me. And as he was saying, the Lord's anointed is truly, Isaiah 61 is the anointing for ministry, the anointing to do the work of the Lord, the anointing for those that are set aside by God for God's specific purposes, for God's holy purposes. God, they are set aside and to be divinely enabled and consecrated unto the Lord. The Lord's anointed. This work, this anointing that is spoken about in Isaiah 61, it comes really to do a work that God wants to do and accomplish through people who are willing to do the task that is greater than their natural abilities. The anointing of the Lord comes upon a people that he sends them to do and to mend the brokenhearted. He sends them to places and cities that are ruined, that were desolate, and he causes the work of himself to be operated through them, to be able to renew and to bring life and to restore and to reconcile. Also, Isaiah 61 highlights a life that is consecrated unto God. It's consecration. And I found out that the type of consecration that it speaks about in Isaiah 61, it derives from the Hebrew word meshka. That means simply like to smear with oil. To smear with oil means to, and that level of consecration, to be set aside from common use, to be exclusively used for the service of God. The purpose of this anointing is the fulfilling, the specific fulfilling and the redeeming of the people of God, of what God intends to bring to his people, the restoration, for the preaching of the good news, to bring deliverance to the poor, to the afflicted, to bind up the brokenhearted and setting captives free, to restore. We thank God for this anointing. It carries it carries a breaker anointing, the breaker anointing that destroys yokes of addiction, of oppression from sin. And it also has the redeeming promise that God transforms lives, not only naturally but spiritually, from ashes into beauty, and to rebuild devastated places and wastelands. So as I began to just sit with God and wanted to hear what he said, and he was like, in this, he says, I'm showing the believer through my word what those that I call out to do the work of ministry, those that I set apart to do the work of ministry, those who I call into the vineyard of faith, that there is a way that they are to live this out. And it is my spirit, the spirit of the sovereign God, that has come upon them, that has anointed them to proclaim the good news. It is my spirit that sends them to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom. It is the day of the Lord where favor is found and the vengeance of God against every opposing force. That God himself anoints those that he has called into the vineyard of the Lord, the ministers of God. He has appointed them and sent them out to comfort those that mourn, to be able to place upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Where there has been mourning and grief, he gives them the oil of joy. And instead of walking with the weight of despair, he gives us a garment of praise, and that those will be called the oaks of righteousness for the planting of the Lord. We thank you this morning, O Lord God Almighty, that in you, O God, we are considered, O Lord God. Father God, not only your sent ones, but we are the righteousness of you, Father. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we thank you, Lord God, that you have anointed and appointed us, O Lord God. Lord God, for such a time as this, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that we have to do nothing, O Lord God, in our own strength, Father God, or by our own means, O Lord God. Father God, we don't have to make our own way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, this morning. Father God, that in you, O God, as we trust, O Lord God, Father God, the forming of our being, O God, Father God, in your hands, O God, Father God, you begin to shape us and mold us, O Lord God, Father God, into the reformers, O Lord God, Father God, that you have called us to be, O Lord God, in the earth, Father. We thank you, Father, O God, for the anointing of the Lord, O God, upon, O God, your set apart people. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Father God, let this word, O God, resonate, O God, and rise, O Lord God, this morning. Let it find its place, O Lord God. Father God, in the lives, O Lord God. Father God, of the believer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that know, Lord God, that they are called to do more. They know, Lord God, that they have been set aside, O Lord God, by you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let, O Lord God, them, Lord God, no longer, Lord God, be on the outside, O God. But we ask, O God, that by your love, love, O God. Father God, the drawing power of your love, bring them in, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, ground them and root them, O Lord God. Father God, that you will grow them, O Lord God, as oaks of righteousness, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord God. Father God, Reban Shikiriam Sokotaya. Father God, that it is your anointing that destroys the yoke, O God. Father God, of bondage, O Lord God. Father God, of brokenness, O Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you, Lord God, that it is your anointing, O God. Father God, that gives the ability, O Lord God, to the believer to build, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, to live a life, Lord God. Father God, that it is an example, O God, that exemplifies the excellency of you, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, that as, O God, Father God, the believer begins to walk out, O God, Father God, their lives, O God, unto you, Lord God. Father God, doing the work of ministry, Lord God. Lord God, doing the work of the kingdom of God, Father. Lord God, being planted, O God, where you, O God, send them, O God. Father God, being planted, O God, and placed, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, where they know, God, that you, O God, have spoken, O Lord God, for them to connect and become, O God, community in covenant with, Father. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that even in their lives, what was once held up, O Lord God, Father God, that their walk of obedience will cause, O God, Father God, things, O God, to be released unto them, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that your promise, O God, Father God, is to see, O Lord God, Father God, a double portion, O Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word, O God, it does not and will not return void. Father God, your word also says, O God, Father God, that they will be called the priest of the Lord God. Father God, that they will be named as the ministers of the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, I pray today, Father God, that your ministers, O God, that your children, that your sons and your daughters, O God, Father God, that they will hear, O Lord God, Father God, this word, O God, even as a calling out, a clarion call, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, this morning, O God, those, O God, that have, O God, Father God, they have the unctioning, O God, Father God, even to get connected, O God, rooted and grounded, O Lord God, Father God, more closely, O God, knitted, O God, Father God, to the apostolic work, O God, that you are doing, O God, Father God, through St. Miami, the church, O Lord God, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord God, that every, O God, Father God, voice of resistance, O Lord God, becomes now, O God, death and death, O God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, silence, O God, Father God, any murmuring voices, O God, Father God, any voices of doubt, O God, in the name of Jesus, we pray now, O God, Father God, against every resisting force, O God, Father God, that is causing, O Lord God, Father God, disruption, delay, O Lord God, Lord God, from those, O God, that you have appointed, O God, and set aside, O God, Lord God, to be a part, O God, of this apostolic, O God, move in the earth, O God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, remove every blockage, remove every barricade, O God, remove every hindering force, O God, remove doubt, O God, remove worry, O God, remove fear, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every sound, O God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, Father God, that has taken pattern, O God, Father God, in the minds of your people to say, to cause them to be unsure or question or double-minded, Father God, we speak, O Lord God, this morning, Lord God, a sound mind, O God, to your people, Lord God, that they will hear the instructions of the Lord. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that we are your set apart, O God. Father God, that we are, O God, your anointed ones, O God, in the earth, Father. We thank you, Father, that we, O God, Father God, are being built, O God, as we are becoming, Father. We thank you, that, Lord God, as we continue to do the work of the Lord in the earth, O Lord God. Father God, that you will send us, oh God. Father God, to restore, oh God, places that were devastated and desolate, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that once where there was shame, oh God, that you will bring a double portion, oh Lord God. Father God, and where there once was disgrace, oh God, Father God, you will bring a rejoice, oh Lord God. Father God, that will be the inheritance, oh Lord God. Father God, even unto us while we are in this land, oh Lord God. Father, thank you that you are faithful, Lord God. Father God, and that you renew, oh God. Father God, your people, oh Lord God, today. Oh God, renew them, Lord God. Oh God, in their minds and in their decisions, oh God, to be in covenant with you, Father. For Lord God, it is you that made an everlasting covenant, oh God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that in all of our ways, oh God, we will acknowledge you, Lord God. And Lord God, we will be called the blessed of the Lord, Father. Lord God, in the night, let it be a delight, God, to do your will. Huh? Let it be a delight, God, to service, oh Lord God, Father God, your people. Let it be a delight, Lord God, to carry out, oh God, the mission, oh God, of the Lord concerning, oh Lord God, the body of Christ, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as you, oh God, call us into the commission of the Lord. Father, thank you, Lord God, for equipping, oh Lord God, us, Lord God, for the work that is ahead. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come, oh Lord God, this morning, and we thank you, Lord God, for the bowed hearts, oh Lord God, Father God, that have a desire for more. Father God, they feel the pull and the tug, oh Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your spirit, oh Lord God, is drawing them even closer, Lord God, and nigher unto you, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, personally, Lord God, but also, Lord God, in the community and by covenant, oh God. Father God, to the apostolic work called Sent Miami. Father, in the name of Jesus, under, Lord God, the tutelage, oh Lord God, and the senior leadership of your apostle, Lord God, Ava Bethel, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that no longer, Father God, Rabbi Kikerika Skondia Shikia, Lebianda Bababan Shike, Lubrukusaya. Father God, will the laborers be few, Lord God. Father God, Baba Shike, when the harvest is ripe and ready. Father, in the Mashikidi Ansokota Baba Ike Sakalabandia. Father God, let them know that there is a place, O Lord God. Lord God, where the laborers are ready. Raman Shikidian Sokora Batikia Sokota. There is a place in the earth. That is ready and willing to do the will and the work of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, now. Lord God, for the great Abba Shikanamande Ese, harvesting of souls, oh God. Father God, draw them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh Lord God. Father God, Eba Shaya, Makikere Bansheya, Rostata, Lord God, and we don't pray, God, for the numbers, Lord God, but we pray, oh God, according to purpose. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are not praying, oh God, so much for the quantity, but for the quality of the souls of your people. Father God, that you entrust, oh God, Father God, into this work, oh Lord God. Father God, send them forth, oh God. Father God, move every barricade and every blockage, oh God, of resistance. Remove it now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every soul that is ordained in purpose, in position, for the ministry of the Lord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them not only receive, but also, God, let them come, oh God, Father God, to learn, to be taught, to be built, oh God, to add value, oh Lord God, to connect, oh God, Father God, to the move of God that you are doing, oh God, Father God, through the work, through the apostolic work of this house, Father, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that covenant, oh God, Father God, is amongst your people, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that the plans and the pathways that you have for us, oh God, Father God, that they are anointed and appointed by you, Father God, that we, oh God, shall fulfill, oh God, the mandate of the Lord in the earth, oh God, as the Lord's anointed. ones, oh God. Father God, as, oh God, you equip us, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you prepare and as you build us, and as, oh God, we go through all the processes of becoming, Lord God, fortified, oh Lord God. Father God, reman shikere badia so. Lord God, rema mama ikenaman shikia. Lord God, in being able to stand up even in the testing by fire. Lord God, in being sent out, Lord God. Father God, into the diverse places, oh Lord God, in the earth, oh God. That everywhere, Lord God, that your sick ones' feet tread, oh God. Even in desolate land, oh God. Father God, it shall be restored. It shall be restored, oh Lord God. Father God, Ramanshe, when you send, oh God, Father God, us to ministries, when you send us, oh God, Father God, to families, oh God, Father God, in areas, oh God, Father God, no matter where you send us, oh God, to systems, oh God, Father God, wherever you send us, oh God, we carry the very kingdom of God and the kingdom of God's agenda, Lord God, that will bring, Lord God, restoration and reconciliation, Lord God, to the kingdom of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, today, Father God, for the drawing, for the harvest, oh Lord God, coming in, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, no longer, Lord God, Father God, will they come, Lord God, and drink of the cup, oh God, Father God, but not, oh God, add, oh God, value, oh God, back to it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for you have given each man, oh God, their own measure, Father God, so in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that every, oh God, Father God, soul, oh God, that is to contribute, oh Lord God, Father God, to the growing, oh God, Father God, in the outpouring, oh Lord God, of the anointing, oh God, that is housed, oh God, Father God, in Miami, Father God, send them now, Lord God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, no more being tossed to and fro in their decisions, oh God, we thank you for stabilization, oh God, of mine. We thank you for stabilization in decision making, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that those, oh God, that you, oh God, have commissioned and consecrated unto you will hear this call this morning, Lord God, and will heed, oh God, Father God, the voice of the Lord. Lord God, it is in Jesus' mighty name that we thank you, God, today. Lord God, we shall see, oh Lord God, we shall see them come in hungry. We shall see them come in hungry, God, and be filled. Lord God, if they come hurt, we shall see them healed, oh God. God, when they be Lord God, if they come broken, God, we shall see the mending of the Lord take place. Lord God, those that may be come in, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, that are unstable, Lord God, we shall see the stability of the Lord come upon them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, Lord God, for what you are doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for entrusting, oh God, Father God, us, oh Lord God, as your anointed ones for such a time as this. Father God, Reman Shikanama, thank you, Lord God. Father God, that we, oh God, Father God, will join in as co-laborers, Lord God, together, Lord God, to accomplish the work of the Lord. It is in Jesus' name, Man Shikanama Halalaba Shikitaya, Lord God, that we give ourselves unto you. Father, we surrender ourselves unto you. We thank you, Lord God, that our pathways, oh God, Father God, Arabe Shikirian Soyalabande, Lord God, and our steps are ordered and orchestrated by you. We thank you, Father God, that those that are listening now over here, the replay, Lord God, Father God, that they will feel the pull and the tug in their spirit, Lord God, and it will resonate with them, Lord God, as being, oh Lord God, Father God, called and set aside, oh God, Lord God, for the work of the Lord, that they will not only come, oh God, to eat of, oh God, but they will also, oh God, come, oh God, and bring, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, their portions, oh God. Father God, to add, oh God, to this work, oh Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, your kingdom, oh God. Father God, it needs the laborers, Lord God. For the harvest, oh Lord God, of the souls is plenty. And we call forth the laborers now, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call them forth. And we thank you, Lord God, that your spirit, Lord God, will do the work, oh God, in us, oh God, so that we, Lord God, may do the work and the mandate in the earth that you have called us to do. It is in Jesus' mighty name that we give you glory, honor, and praise on this day and forevermore. Be the Lord of our salvation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God this morning. We bless the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you, oh God. We thank you that you are so intentional. You are intentional about us, oh God. Father, thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, put things in perspective, Lord God. Father God, when things seem to not make all sense to us, oh God. Thank you, Father, that you are man, that you are mindful of us, oh God. But you always say, who is man that you aren't mindful of him? Father, thank you, Lord God, that you are concerned about your creation, oh God. Father, thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are doing a great drawing, oh God, in this season. Father God, let nothing, oh God, come, oh God, in the way, Lord God. Father God, of the souls that you are drawing in, let nothing, oh God, Father God, cause them, oh God, to delay. Let nothing, oh God, cause them, oh God, to resist or linger, Lord God, in limbo, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let nothing, oh God, let nothing, God, keep them, oh Lord God, to connecting, oh God, Father God, to what you have placed, what I put in place to help propel them to their destinies, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, Lord God, that you love us and you keep us and you cover us, oh God. Father, we render this day, Lord God, in all of our plans, oh Lord God. Father God, back unto you. We deem this day the day of the Lord, and we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that it is in you, through you, by you, Lord God, that we have our being. We move, we breathe, and we exist. It is in Jesus. Jesus, Eman Shekara, Ikerebo Osia, Ilabande Eshikata and Ura Mandekea, Ileba Inkana Nanama Unseketaya, Enama U Ledaban Shekada, the name above all names, Zeba U Shekada Baba Alelabanshia, Ramamande Eshe, the Messiah, the true anointed one, the anointed one, Ekanama Mamande Bebebesa, the one who made the way, ha, for us to be the Lord's anointed. The one who laid the pathways and the blueprint for us to follow. It is in your name, Jesus, that we pray and we give our glory back unto the Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I open up the line now to our apostles and prophets, and to the body, to anyone who has anything, a word from the Lord, who has we're still receiving notable testimonies, who has any testimonies of any kind, or just have any encouragements, any words that you want to release today on the line. The line is now open, and you are free to do so.
Good morning, everyone. This is Apostle Ava on today. I wanted to come before the testimonies come and before the words are released to add on to what Prophet Zipporah brought forth. I want to show everyone how this is so connected to not only 60 for 60, meaning if you really have been following 60 for 60, not just for your individual life. If you've been following even the corporate thread, there's been a theme that God continues to speak throughout every single day that we have been here. And I want to show you all how this book and this chapter is so connected to the theme and to us as a people. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, is speaking to the people of Judah. Now, Judah is the southern kingdom. He's speaking in particular to Jerusalem, right? He's speaking to Jerusalem because Jerusalem is the capital city of Judah, and it's the location of where the temple is. I need you to follow me this morning. And so if Jerusalem is not only the capital city, but it's the place where the temple is. See, you know, you all can go to a church here, a church there. There's a church on your on every corner of our city, but it wasn't like that there then. There was a location where the temple was, and Jerusalem was that place, and that was the center of worship. That was the place where their national identity and where leadership was centered. And so when Isaiah confronts Jerusalem, he's confronting not only the spiritual, but the civic heart of that nation. Judah is not the whole of Israel at this point, right? If you remember, Israel splits, the nation split generations earlier into two kingdoms. You had the northern kingdom, which is called Israel. It was also called Ephraim. And then you had the southern kingdom, which is Judah, which is who he's addressing. Isaiah's primary assignment is Judah. And so his message also reaches the outward to the surrounding nations. Why? He's not just addressing Judah alone. He's also addressing the outward surrounding nations. Why? Because their pressure and their power are a part of what was shaping Judah's decisions. So Isaiah is talking, right, to these people that are inside Judah. He's talking to the kings and the officials who are making these national decisions under the threat from empires. They are tempted to protect the nation through alliances that they're making, through strategies that require compromise. Listen to this now. Instead of returning to God. This is who he's addressing. Listen, kings and officials who are making national decisions. Why are they making these national decisions? Because they're under threat from other empires. So they're making all of these alliances and these strategies, but these alliances and these strategies are causing them to compromise. Instead of them returning to God, this is what they're doing. He's also talking to priests and worshipers who are keeping up their activity, their religious activity, but their lives and their leadership do not match what they claim in worship. He's talking to the wealthy and the influential who take advantage of the poor and they manipulate systems while still maintaining respectability in society. He's talking to ordinary families who are being pulled into the same spiritual drift. They're copying surrounding cultures. They're losing their clarity about who they are as God's people. This is what's going on in this book. The book of Isaiah explains what happens when a covenant people keep up appearance of faith, but they lose the substance of obedience. Are you following the theme? So Isaiah shows the breakdown. First, worship becomes disconnected from righteousness. He's showing the breakdown. People keeping up their routines. But injustice and corruption are normal. He's showing the breakdown here. Leadership becomes fear-driven. There's external threats that are on the rise. There's empires that are expanding. There are leaders that leaders start trusting human power more than they trust God's direction. Does this sound familiar? He's breaking it down. You got spiritual compromise that is spreading. You got idolatry and moral confusion that's becoming more acceptable. The nation becomes divided in their loyalty. And so what happens when your nation is in that space? Consequences are going to follow. So Isaiah warns that God will discipline his people. He's warning them the nation is going to be shaken. He's warning them loss is going to come. And this is not God abandoning them. It is God confronting what is destroying them. So Isaiah does not just stop at warning them. A large portion of this book is about hope after judgment. What Isaiah is saying to these people, he's saying, God is going to preserve a remnant. He's going to restore his people, and he's going to bring salvation in a deeper way than politics could ever do, than the military strength can ever provide. So what he is prophesying in this particular book and in this particular chapter, he's prophesying a coming king and a servant who will bring justice and healing and restore relationship with God. Who is that? Who is that?
Jesus.
Jesus. And that is why Isaiah is so important for biblical history, because it builds the framework that the New Testament uses to explain Jesus. In Isaiah, I want you to understand that Jerusalem is more than about geography. It represents the center that shapes everything else. Whatever the temple is supposed to shape everything else. But if the center is corrupted, then the nation is going to follow, y'all. If the center is purified and restored, the people can be rebuilt with integrity. But if the center is corrupted, there used to be a time where the temple, we don't call them temples. We call them churches. We call them sanctuaries, all the same. There used to be a time where the temple, the sanctuary, the church was the center of our community. And the center of our community is what shaped everything else. There used to be a time where family was the center of our community. And the center of our community shaped everything else. But when compromises come in, when corruption comes in, the nation is going to eventually follow. And the reason why Isaiah keeps returning to Zion is because God is not only addressing individuals, God is addressing the spiritual condition of a people. He's addressing the health of their public life. Isaiah 61, in particular, is speaking into the aftermath of devastation. So it is aimed at the people of God, described as those who mourn in Zion. When you read those words, that is who he's talking to. These are the people who are living with the loss. They're living with the shame. They're living with displacement and the weight of what has been broken in their community. But Isaiah 61 introduces the answer. A spirit-anointed deliverer is sent. The voice in this chapter says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." This person who's commissioned to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, to comfort those who grieve, and to rebuild ruined places. This is not just about personal healing. It is about restoration that becomes visible in our families, in our worship, in our cities. Even in the book of Luke in the New Testament, Jesus, he reads. Jesus himself, the very manifestation of Isaiah 61, Jesus reads it and he applies it to himself. This is a direct window into what Jesus came to do and what his kingdom produces when it is received. And why did Prophet Zipporah, she didn't just pick this scripture, this chapter, these scriptures. She didn't just read this. She is speaking prophetically to us from this book. Because Isaiah helps us interpret seasons where people are anxious and systems are strained and leadership is exposed and many are carrying grief and weariness. So Isaiah shows how God responds when a people are drifting and what God restores when a people return. Isaiah 61 gives us clear focus for prayer and ministry. Well done, Prophet Zipporah. God heals what is inwardly broken. God breaks what holds people captive. God restores dignity where shame has settled. He rebuilds what has been devastated. He reestablishes identity so people can serve as faithful representatives of him in the earth. So when we pray into Isaiah 61, as we've done today, we are praying into the larger storyline of Isaiah. God is still confronting compromise. God is still purifying his people. God sent his anointed deliverer. And his anointed deliverer is here with us today. He restores a mourning people into a rebuilding people. And that is what he wants us to know today. That he's turning our mourning into dancing. That every day that you have been on this line, in obedience to him, he's not just individually turning your mourning into a rebuilding person. He's turning a mourning people into a rebuilding people. So dry your eyes, Zion. Lift up your head. Your God has answered you. He has restored you and he has rebuilt you into a remnant that is strong, a mighty nation under God that is becoming the center of the community again. When you get in position and in place, you will see that every individual that makes a change, that's going to impact your family. And when your family is impacted, your community is impacted. And when your community is impacted, your region is impacted. And when your region is impacted, other cities and states are impacted as well. Make your life. Make Christ the center of your life. And when you make Christ and the church the center of your life, it will impact everything else around you. God is restored a mourning people into a rebuilding people. I give it back over to Prophet.
Oh, thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so much. We thank God for taking us into deeper depths of his word. We thank God for the tutelage and the wisdom of the Lord that sits in this house. We thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Apostle. Will there be any others to come forth?
Grace and peace. This is Apostle Sash. I just want to thank God for the word. I don't have anything to add to the word, but I just thank God for you, Prophet, for leading the charge and for leading us in prayer in the word. And thank you, Apostle Ava, for the breakdown even more. I wanted to just say I agree with God, and I just thank God for all that he is doing. I also wanted to just testify. I have a notable testimony. I moved last year, and you all know, like, when you move, you are supposed to get a deposit if you do, you know, if you do what needs to be done. The deposit that you have made, you know, from the beginning of when you moved into the place. So I was supposed to receive a deposit, like, at the end of November, I think the beginning of December. And I had been waiting, and I had been in touch with the leasing manager, and she had been, you know, telling me, oh, it's coming, you know, the deposit is on its way, we're sending it. However, it was like a little issue. Not a little issue, it was an issue. Every week, it was something else. You know, some weeks I'll let go by, then I'll check in again, and she'll tell me, oh, we've sent the deposit out. And at some point, I felt like, you know, that they were lying. You know, I felt like I was like, okay, well, what is really going on with this deposit? So finally, this week, I, you know, basically just told her, hey, I want this issue escalated. I need to speak with someone that is higher up, because at this point, I'm not sure what's going on. You keep telling me that you sent out the deposit, but I haven't received anything. I haven't gotten any tracking information or anything. So she finally sent me a tracking on, I believe that was Wednesday. And when I saw the tracking information, I noticed that my address wasn't correct. So I contacted her again, and I said, hey, the address on this tracking information isn't correct. So that turned into something else, you know. Oh, it was just a bunch of things. Just let's just say that. So I didn't expect to receive anything because of the address issue. However, on yesterday, Apostle released a word, and she had us do a prophetic act where she told us to go lay on our wallets. And she began to declare money that has been held up will begin to be released. I kid you not, not even 2 hours later, my daughter opened the door and went outside, and there was an envelope on the porch, and it was the envelope of my deposit. And I just wanted to give God thanks for that, because, you know, I didn't even expect it to come, you know, this week. I thought that things would be turned back because of the address issue. However, I just thank God for the prophetic release and just doing what he has done, because I just feel like that was actually an act of God. Because how many will receive something when your address is incorrect? I have a unit that it was missing completely. And I was like, well, how is the check even going to get to me? Because there is no unit. So that had to be that. I know that was God, and I give God praise for that. And I just wanted to share, to encourage and to continue to tell everybody to continue to be obedient. And when something is released through anyone on this line, we trust that it's coming from God. Just be obedient, because I know that it's God that is speaking. I just wanted to share that.
Bless God, y'all. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for infinite wisdom. We thank God for the instructions of the Lord. Thank you, God. Girl, I'm about to shout. Come on, God. Thank you for divine intervention, for angelic assistance. Thank you, Father. That was what was hidden or covered is recovered and in your hands, Apostle Fash. We bless God for your notable testimony. A faithful God, huh? We thank God. Y'all, I don't know, that excited, that did, like, it was put in my hands. That's my sis, that's my sissy, that's God's apostle. But
We are part of this household together. So I'm excited. I'm excited that she got what was due her. And I thank God that he intervened and intercepted what was held up, that through the instructions of the that the Lord gave our apostle, that she yielded and obeyed, and she reaped the benefits from it. We bless God for your testimony, Apostle Fash. Will there be another?
You know, there's been some that have been hit in their bodies. And we know, you know, during this time of year, there is an increase in viruses. And we know a lot of these viruses that are out here now are being engineered. And so a lot of people have been impacted by the diseases that are trying to come upon the land, that are being released upon the land. And many of them, even the doctors, they're baffled. They don't know. You go into the hospital, they don't know what's going on. And it's not because they don't want to know. It's because they've never seen what's being released right now. And they've never experienced some of the things that people are experiencing in their body. So they're scrambling, trying to figure out, or trying to say, hey, take this and maybe this will help. And I'm saying all of this to say, listen, people of God, we need the wisdom of God right now. We need the wisdom of God right now. We need to continue to have our ear to the mouth of God, because there are only answers that can come from him. And everything that could resist you getting what you deserve and what belongs to you is fighting against and warring against you getting it. Your healing, your money, your family restored, your nation restored, everything. The enemy is pulling out all of the stops and magnifying it times 1,000. And so in order for us to be able to navigate through this war, we need the Spirit of God. We need the wisdom of God. We need to keep our sensitivity. So don't allow circumstances to numb you in a way. Keep your heart pliable. Keep your heart on the altar. Keep fire on your heart, because you don't want to get into a place where you become numb because you don't want to deal with things. You just, you know, bury your head in the sand like you're an ostrich. No, keep your sensitivity. When instructions go out, follow them to the T. Don't be a person that is partial about your obedience. Do everything that God, it doesn't have to make sense to you. You remember, you are just a mortal. You're not immortal. You are a mortal. There are things that you're not going to understand because of your humanity. Your immortality, your spirit that's immortal, that's connected to the immortal, the only immortal one, the wise one, the everlasting Father, that is the connection. There is what's going to give you an answer that's beyond the wisdom of this world. So let us stay fresh at all times. I don't care if the Lord is hitting on something. If he hits on it every single day, it's for a reason. And so we open our heart to receive that instruction, no matter if it is an utterance we've heard before. Do what God tells you to do. And so, Prophet Zipporah, before you close, we're going to allow you to come if you want to come. But before you close, I just want you to pray over the bodies of God's people. Some people have been impacted. Prophet DeMarcus has been under the weather, but I've noticed there's a trend that every so many months he's getting hit. I noticed a trend, you know, where some of you, every so many months, you're sick. You're being impacted. Your immune systems are low. Do what you need to do in order to keep yourself healthy, but we are going to stay under this umbrella of safety. So I want to, before you close everything out and make the announcements, I want you to pray over the people's bodies. And there was one more thing I wanted to share, and I'm not coming back. One of my dear friends who lives in North Carolina, she began to share with me that the Lord had her release to the people. She said, I've never said anything like this before. She said, but an utterance came up out of me. And she said, she warned the people to make sure they go to the dentist. She said, a lot of the diseases are, the diseases that people are being impacted by right now are coming through the mouth. And a lot of the diseases that they are engineering are focused on the mouth and the teeth. So she encouraged the people by the leading of the Holy Spirit to go to the dentist, get their mouths checked, make sure that if there's any brokenness, any cavities, anything that needs repairing in the mouth, to ensure that they go take that. So I'm releasing, as the Lord released that word through Apostle Buffy, amen, who's a trusted vessel in the body of Christ, I'm releasing it here as well. Take heed to the instruction of the Lord. Don't wait. Do what you need to do for your body and let God give you instruction for the rest. I turn it back over to Prophet Zipporiah.
Amen. We receive the instructions and take heed to the warnings and the sayings of the Lord this morning. Will there be any others before we move forward? Any other testimonies, any other unctions or releases from the Lord this morning before we move forward? I'll give it a minute. Okay. But there'll be no more. We're going to close that part. We're going to close off the testimony part now. We're going to just move forward together in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for the wisdom and the wise counsel, Lord God. Father God, that you, O God, you offer and you place, O Lord God, and you give your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before the only wise God now, Lord God, the sovereign God of glory, Lord God, that knows all things, O God, even before they began. Father, and we pray now, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people, Lord God, Father God, Lord God, that are coming and succumbing, Lord God, Father God, under sicknesses and diverse illnesses, O Lord God, or different ailments, O Lord God, of the body. Father, in the name of Jesus now, Lord God, Father God, whether, Lord God, they are man-made, O God, or Lord God, whether they, O Lord God, Father God, are just, Lord God, making a way, Lord God, to attack the body through our own neglect. Father, we come against the spirit of infirmity, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, and we know, Father, Lord God, that at the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, every other thing, O God, that has a name, it must fall subject, O Lord God, at the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray now, Lord God, Father God, that all sickness, disease, and infirmities, O Lord God, Father God, of all kinds, O God, Father God, in the name of Jesus now, O God, Father God, Reba Shadere be, O God, Father God, O God, Rabban Shadid Usili Bian, Lord God, delivered from off of your people and out of your people's lives, O Lord God. Lord God, we speak, O God, healing and restoration, Father God, Lord God, to the bodies, Lord God, of your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, also we pray, Father, Lord God, that we, O God, Father God, take, O Lord God, the instructions, O God. We take, O God, the wisdom, O Lord God, Father God, that you provided, O God, in the name of Jesus,
for us, oh God. Father God, that need, oh God, to change, oh God, our dietary substances, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, increase our appetites, oh God, for healthy eating, oh God. For those, oh God, that must, oh God, begin to take natural supplements and minerals, oh Lord God. Father God, to replace, oh Lord God. Father God, medicines, oh Lord God. Father God, that only temporary, Lord God. Father God, aid, oh God, but they're healing nothing. Father God, give us, oh Lord God, the wisdom to know, oh God, what plants, what herbs or minerals or things, oh God, Father God, that are truly, Lord God, Father God, that you have truly placed in the earth for the healing and the restoration of your people. Father, it is in Jesus' name, Father, Lord God, that we call out, oh God, Lord God, for recovery, rapid recovery, Lord God, Father God, and restoration, oh God, to the bodies, Lord God, every respiratory system, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it be clear, Lord God. Oh God, let mucus, oh Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the mucus membranes, oh God. Father God, dry up, oh Lord God, that are attacking, oh God, your people bodies now, Lord God. Father God, we speak, oh Lord God, to every vascular, Lord God, and skeletal system, Lord God, of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we, oh God, even call forth, God, we pray the blood of Jesus, oh God. Father God, through all of our systems, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, to purify our blood, oh God. Lord God, and we pray this by faith, oh God. Lord God, you use the foolish things, oh God, to confound the wise. Father, we pray now, Lord God. Father God, by faith, oh God. Father God, and we, oh God, we serve, oh God, the God, oh God, Father God, that is controller of all things that man calls supernatural, that man labels suspicious. We don't serve a God of suspicion. We serve a God of supremacy. We serve a God that is sovereign, the Ancient of Days. You are, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even the things, oh God, that we may don't know, that God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you will give us, oh God, Father God, and lead us to the right connections, oh God. Father God, the right information, oh Lord, the right formation, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that where we may have been ignorant in times before, Father God, we will be knowledgeable, Lord God, going forward. Father, we pray now, Lord God, that our bodies, oh Lord God, get in tune and in sync, oh Lord God. Father God, with the movement and the mobility of heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray now, Lord God, Father God, for joints and bones and marrow. We pray now, Lord God, for organs, oh Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for bodily functions, oh Lord God. Father God, in all parts, oh Lord God. Father God, of the internal and external anatomies, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Rebanche, above all things, God, you say you desire for your people to be, Lord God, Rebababashe. Lord God, you desire for our souls prosper, for us to be in health, oh Lord God. Father God, and it is in Jesus' name, Lord God, Debashidia. Lord God, let health, Lord God, come, oh God, to the life, to the soul, O God, of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we be in good health, O Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the restoring and healing power, Lord God, of the blood of the Lamb today. And we thank you, Lord God, for teaching us how to maintain and sustain, Lord God, a healthy way of living, Lord God, by what we intake, Lord God, by what we digest, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, build up our knowledge, build up our wisdom, that we may build up, Lord God, our sustainability, Lord God, for these bodies, that we can fulfill the work at hand that you have commissioned us to. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and we give you glory. And if all hearts are clear, I'm going to make a few announcements and we are going to close out the line. I'm going to say it one more time, just in case if there's no more testimonies, we're going to get ready to just make the announcements and close out the line. Amen. So, for on this February 15th, let me say that first, on February 15th, for those that are local or in the surrounding area, we are having our Scent Miami, but this occasion, this is our third year anniversary, y'all. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And also, this is the ordination of two of God's finest PITs, Pastors in Training, Cameron Watson and Renita Smith. We would greatly appreciate, we would love your presence in the house where you will come and you can commune with us and you can come and to really be in the presence, the tangible glory of God. For we come and we offer ourselves up to God and we look for God to show up. Of course, he is God. He comes where and when he wants, but we do set the atmosphere to be conducive for God to show up and do what he do best, and that's whatever God wants to do. We invite you out again for our third year anniversary for Sent Miami. Also, we also again for the ordinations of our PITs, we are so elated on what God is doing in this apostolic house, what God is doing in the lives of his children, and to see the growth, to see the maturity, to see the becoming. We know that what God is doing with one, that he is willing to do for the rest. If you are willing to yield and go through the structuring and the becoming. So we invite you out again. That is February 15th at 5 a.m. We thank God for all those who will be in attendance and those who are planning to come. We pray safe travels for you. Also, the recordings are not available 24 hours after it's recorded, and I believe the website is sentmiami.com. Someone come in if I'm not correct. sentmiami.com, and when you go to sentmiami.com, I believe you'll see the tab that says more. You can click on that, and you'll see where it says 60 for 60. Again, sentmiami.com, look for the tab that says more. You will click there, and you will see where it says 60 for 60, and you can get the recordings from the prior prayer services. Those that are not up, those services may not be covered, those from way before, or this one, just give 24 hours for the more current ones. And again, we thank God for all that are here. For those who will listen to the replay, I pray that whatever you need from the Lord for this day or at this time that you receive. And we bid you all more grace. We hope to see you on February 15th, and we are going to have a time in the Lord. We are going to celebrate. We are going to congratulate. We are going to commission two upcoming pastors in training, and they're already part of the army and the family of God. They are just being officially put into office, and we would appreciate your attendance and so very much. We love you here. God loves you, and we bid you more grace. God bless you all. Have a great day.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.